You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
VICTA is a charity for children and young people who are blind or partially sighted. As always, there's lots going on and lots to get involved with. And joining us now to tell us more is Charlotte Mellor from VICTA's Parent Services. Charlotte, thanks for speaking to us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's nice to chat.
Well, this time around, things are a little bit different and we're focusing on parents rather than the children. What do you have planned for VICTA's first in-person parents-only event this June?
VICTA have a very strong parent services. It actually started when I joined VICTA 13 years ago now. I'm a parent of a visually impaired child, and I just thought there was a really strong market for parents needing the support, because once we feel supported, we are in a much better position to support our children. So currently the parent services is made up of an online support group, which is done through Facebook, and I think we've got 1,400 parents in there now. We also have parents dedicated website, which is just we get lots of parent bloggers on there. I think it's important that parents feel they've got space to share and publish their thoughts and ideas and their experiences. And it's just a really great way of like connecting people. And then we also recently launched a podcast. We've just finished recording the third episode, and that's parent specific as well. It's getting parents and professionals on to talk about their experiences for a variety of different topics. And then the VICTA Parents Live that we're here to chat to you about today is kind of another kind of string in the bow of everything of the parent services. So we really found that we started connecting parents very well during COVID because of all the work shifted online, and it's so much easier for parents to get together in the evening. That's when we run our workshops. You know, we've operated online for such a long time now. I just thought it would be a nice opportunity. VICTA thought it would be great to get parents together in a face-to-face conference, and, you know, talk about some hard-hitting topics that we potentially couldn't cover if children were there, give them an opportunity to network. We've got some fabulous parent speakers on the panel. We're going to be touching on all kinds of stuff from like mental health, not just of the parent, but also of the young person. So we're doing a session around resilience and anxiety. There's also been quite a lot of changes in kind of what's happening with social media and young people accessing the internet. And we understand that our children can be vulnerable when they're using them. And a lot of children have, a lot of parents have aired their concerns about how can they safely allow their child to access the internet. So we're doing a session around that. And then we are looking at kind of sustainable advocacy. Most parents, when we've chatted, have said it's just so hard work, getting told no all the time, and we're trying to get our children's needs met and being heard by the professionals and get things put in place, whether that be, you know, for the EHCP or socially or leisure activities. So we're doing a session around navigating the no. And then we've got the fabulous Claire Sisk, who's you know, a really passionate global disability advocate, who's on this morning quite regularly, and she always seems to be in the media doing various things. So Claire Sisk is very kindly coming along to do the keynote speech.
Do you think there's a big knock-on effect for children when their parents have got the opportunity to connect with other people in the same sorts of situations and able to share similar challenges and experiences?
Oh, 100%. I always get asked my best piece of advice. It's always go and find other parents. Going finding other parents was pivotal for like my daughter's upbringing, especially, you know, in the very early years after diagnosis. You know, Scarlett, my daughter, was the first visually impaired person I'd ever encountered. So meeting other parents and being able to share knowledge and information is really invaluable. And I think that kind of is the foundation of the whole of the VICTA Parent Services. And I just think it's nice just to get some people together face to face. You know, we do live in a very online world. So we just think it's a little bit of an alternative way to approach it. So yeah, I think it's really good for parents not to feel isolated. You know, our version of raising our children is quite different from when you're raising children who don't have a sight impairment. So, I love going out and meeting parents, and I'm hopefully lots of people will feel the same way and come along to the event.
What do you hope that people will be able to take away back home to their families at the end of the event?
Yeah, so we hope that parents will go away Because when we constructed the workshops that we're delivering at this session, we did it by way of we went out to the parents and asked them, what do they want sessions on? So, it has been crafted for parents by parents. So we're hoping that we're covering topics that are quite difficult to touch on, maybe quite difficult as parents to process, or it's an area that they struggle in. And we're hopefully going to be educating and informing them around those topics so they feel better in their approach of it.
What's the cost to attend the conference and how can we get tickets?
Amazing. Yeah, so it's £10 per person, and that includes a very nice lunch as well. It's at Conference Aston in Birmingham. I think a lot of our listeners may have heard of Visionary, so it's where Visionary hold their annual conference as well. And yeah, to get tickets, go online and get yourself signed up.
If people can't make it to Birmingham on Saturday, June the 6th, but are still interested in accessing all the great work that Victor does, where's the best place to start?
Yeah, I would definitely go. If you're a parent, go to victorparents.org.uk, which is our dedicated website, or or go over to the Victor Parent Network support group on Facebook, or you can email me directly. It's cmella@victor.org.uk.
Closing date to register for tickets for the Victor Parents Live Conference is Friday, the 15th of May. Charlotte Mellor from Victor's Parent Services. Thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.